Prince Entrance will be treated to an exciting cultural showcase of music, poetry and dance on Friday, 21st August from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Speaking with NBC News, Cultural Research Assistant in the Department of Culture, Leslie Ann Millington, said the event is designed as a vibrant celebration of the performing arts.
On Friday, as we continue our celebration for Emancipation Month in August, we have another event which is called Dance, Music and Poetry. It will be held at Heritage Square from 3 p.m. and it is a conglomeration of dancers, musicians and poets who would be celebrating our emancipation. The program is really to highlight our ancestral traditions through dance and the music that we would have dance to, and also our spoken word, our poets and our orators who had a great impact on our emancipation story. So the dancers would portray their interpretation of what emancipation means to them, our musicians as well, and our poets. It's really a celebration of the performing art.
Miss Millington also highlighted some of the talented artists, musicians and poets who will participate in the event.
We have Mr. Keneally Broody. He is a dance teacher at the Girls High School, and also we have our secondary school winners from the National Dance Festival, the St. Joseph's Convent, Kingston. And the musicians, we have pan player, Mr. Arike Brown, and also Mr. Shane Wynn, who will be on the drums. And our poets, we have our lovely Zena Lewis, who is very versed in this type of activity, so she will bring the poetry aspect to the dance, music, and poetry event that we are having. And there are also other artists yet to be confirmed, so it will be an afternoon full of celebration for Emancipation Month.
The cultural research assistant also gave an overview of the Food and Rhythms event held on August 7th at the Old Public Library compound, noting that there was a good response from the public.
First one we had was Food and Rhythm. We had that at the Old Library Yard. That was well received. We give the public an opportunity to taste what our ancestors or foreparents would have provided, whether it was the mudungu bakes and the saltfish or the mudungu bakes and fish. The mudungu bakes was very well received. We got a lot of reviews about that because normally you would have to travel to the northern part of St. Vincent to get that. So for it to be, you can pass through Kingston and see it there and come and buy it and taste it and take it. That was very well received from others. We also had a lot of sauce. We had finger foods, but the more traditional foods like fudge and sugar cake and stews, plum stews, and all these other little things that you wouldn't get on a daily basis. And we had the rhythm section, which was the drumming part of it, and that too was well received. It has an opportunity, or it has wings for growth.
And Miss Millington indicated that the Department of Culture will be hosting another event slated for August 28th.
The next event that we're having, it's on the 28th of February. That is called Games and Storytime, and it will be held at the National Public Library. This event is really to zone in on the children of St. Vincent and the Grenadines who may not have that opportunity to grow up playing traditional games and know what our traditional games and storytelling it's like. Because sometimes when we were growing up, you would be playing games in the streets or playing games in the road, and then everybody would have a story to tell, whether it is past, what their grandmother told them, what their great-grandmother told them. So it's just to get the children involved in the traditional aspects of our emancipation story. And I'm fully aware that a lot of our children cannot skip. So we're encouraging people to send their children so that they will be able to learn these games and learn the games that we grew up with so that they too can pass them on. It begins at 2 p.m. and it's scheduled to finish around 4:35. So it's a little bit of everything.
Cultural Research Assistant in the Department of Culture, Leslie Ann Millington. With today's special report, I'm Colvin Harry.